Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Yud Ches. We left off in daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the story. The Gemara was talking about what happened when Rabbi Elazar ben Parta was arrested. The Gemara told us that Rabbi Elazar ben Parta and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion were arrested together, and Rabbi Elazar ben Parta told Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, "You're so lucky because you're only being arrested on one charge. I'm being arrested on five different charges." And Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion responded, "No, you're going to see that you're the one that's fortunate because the five different charges that you've been arrested on, you're going to be saved from, but the one charge that I've been arrested for, I'm not going to be saved from." And now the Gemara is elaborating on exactly what happened when they were arrested. So Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, originally, when he was arrested, was asked, "Why is it that you've been teaching Torah, and why is it that you've been stealing?" So his response was, "It's impossible that I've done both, because Torah and stealing don't go together. So since it's impossible that I've done both, at least one of those charges is frivolous, and if one of them is frivolous, then they're both frivolous. They're both not true." And then they said, "Okay, well, if they're not true, why does everyone call you Rebbe if you're not teaching Torah?" So he says, "Rebbe is in the sense of a teacher, that I teach them other things. I'm the master or a master. I'm a master of weavers." So they said, "If you're such a great weaver, then can you identify these utensils as weaving utensils?" And the Gemara had said that a zibora and ziborta went on the different utensils as an indication of which was which. Now, what is a zibora and is Ziborta? So Rashi said, "Vasa Ziborta." Rashi says, "Zachar Osiva al da Arva, Vasa Ziborta Nekeva Osiva al da Shasya." The Shasiva Arev, the I forgot what they're called, but the horizontal and the vertical weaving instruments. So the one had a male go on it, and the other had a female. And he understood that it was a nace that was being done. That the Shasi Mekab is that since the way it works, the Shasi is Mekabel the Arev, so the Nekeva is Mekabelas the Zachar. So he knew that the one that the Nekeva was on was the Shasi, and the one that the Zachar was on was the Arev. So that's a Rashi understood. If you look at Tosus on the bottom, Asa Ziborta, Pirish Bekuntra Zibora Zachar Ziborta Nekeva, Velonira She'ein Nikr Kolkach B'min Katan Kazeh Bein Zachar Nekeva. He says that can't be. Because what? A fly? We're talking about flies over here. A male fly and a female fly went on the instruments, and he recognized the difference between a male fly and a female fly. It's such a tiny thing. How would you ever notice the difference between a male and a female? So he says, "V'yesh mefarshim shein shnei minin k'mo tarnagol v'tarnagolos da'agma." He says, "No, zibor and ziborta, even though they sound similar, they're two different minim, right? It's like a ladybug. It doesn't mean that it's a female, just because, right? So it's a totally different. It's just a different min. It's a different kind of bug. So zibor and ziborta, just because one sounds more feminine, it doesn't mean that we're talking about a female fly. It's just a different min." So says the Gemara. So they said to him, "So why didn't you come to the Bay Avidan yesterday?" Which is the Bay Avidan is the place where they would eat and drink, cover the Avodah Zarah, and they would do things and take care of the needs of the Avodah Zarah. So he says, "I was afraid I was going to get trampled." So they said to him, "Amru." So this is where we picked up, where we left off, about 12 lines before the lines get wide. First one line is Amru in brackets. Amru va'ade idna kamasabi itramos. What, until this point, has anyone ever gotten trampled? That this is a reasonable concern, that you're so worried that you were going to get trampled. So asrachish nisa hu yama irma chad saba. So that irma's chad saba. So that day, and this happened, and someone taka got trampled. So he said, "You see, it's a legitimate concern. It was an accident waiting to happen." Umaytaima kashavakta avdicha l'cheirus. And why did you let your Eved go free? Meaning, they were gozer on this, because Rashi says Vehin gozer al kach lefishu das Yehudis, because this was a Jewish custom. Samar lehu lo hayedvar meolam. He said that never happened. Kam chad minayu lasu debe. So someone came up to testify against him. Asa Eliyahu idmi lekichad mechashuvid malchusa. And Eliyahu came appearing as if he were one of the chashuvim malchus, appearing as if he were some sort of important government official. Amarle, and Eliyahu said to this fellow who's going to testify, midis rachash leinisa bekulu bahanami rachash leinisa. Look, if miracles happened for this guy with all of these other events that occurred, with all these other accusations, don't you think a miracle is going to happen here as well? well. And the other guy was showing chutzpah, and he didn't care. He wasn't listening to what Eliyahu Navi was saying. Right? If you look at Rashi, this is all part of Eliyahu's statement. Eliyahu's saying, don't you see that this guy that he's had in Nais for so many of the other accusations? So what's going to happen is he's going to show that you're a Rasha, and a Nais is going to happen to make you look bad, so it's not going to end well for you. So come lememar lehu have a ksiva igarta dava ksiv mi chashivi de malchus l'shturi de bekesar v'shadru al yadei. So there was a letter that the chashuvi Rome wanted to send to the bekesar, and they sent this guy as the messenger. So v'shadru al yadei dahu gavra asa liyos. So Leo came, Patke Arba Mea Parsi Azav Loasa, and Leo threw him 400 parsaos in order that he should never get back to his house, and therefore he never actually made it. So he never was able to fulfill his shlichus, and that way he was totally thrown off track, and he wasn't able to be made. Asiyol Rabbi Chanina ben Tridus. That was Rabbi Lazar ben Parta. Now we get into the story of what happened to Rabbi Chanina ben Tridus, which is not supposed to end so well, like the Gemara said yesterday. So Asiyol the Rabbi Chanina ben Tridion, they brought Rabbi Chanina ben Tridion, Amru Lei, Amaykal Sakta Bo Reis, and they said to him, why is it that you've been learning Torah? Amru Lehu, Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai. Why have I been learning Torah? Because Hashem has commanded me to learn Torah. Miyad Gazra Olav L'Sveifa, so immediately they made a Gezerah that he's going to be burnt at the stake, Val Ishto La'ariga, and his wife would be beheaded, Val Bito Leshev Bekuva Shel Zonos, and that his daughter would end up in a house of prostitution. So Olav L'Sveifa, he was going to be burnt, Shayahogas Hashem Bos Yosav. So the Gemara explains not what he had done in their eyes, but what sort of Aveira he had done in his lifetime that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed this to happen to such a tzaddik. So what had he done? He was punished with being burnt because he was Hogas Hashem Bos Yosav. He pronounced the 42 letters, Shem Hashem, letter by letter, which is Asr to do. Vehechi Avid Hachi. In fact, the Gemara, how is he allowed to do that? But not meaning, how could he do that? Granted, obviously, he wasn't allowed, and that's why he was punished. But how could he make such a fundamental mistake? Vatnan, it's a Mishnah, an Afna Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Elu Sheinlem Chelik Liolam Abba. The following people don't have a Chelik Liolam Abba. Ha'omer Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. Someone who denies Torah Min HaShemayim. Ve'in Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Someone who denies Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Not denies Tchias HaMesim, but denies that Tchias HaMesim is Min HaTorah. Even if the person says, no, I believe in Tchias HaMesim, I just don't think it's in the Torah. It's a gut feeling that there's Tchias HaMesim. Not good enough. You have to believe Tchias HaMesim is min HaTorah. Abishol Omer, Af HaHoges HaShem Bos Yosef. And Abishol added, even if someone is Hoges HaShem Bos Yosef, even if someone pronounces the Shem HaShem with it, letter by letter. So how is he able to make such a fundamental mistake? It's so obvious that it's a Beferish Mishnah, and it's such a severe thing. It's not even a little Aveira. It's enough to cost the Olam Haba. So that says the Gemara, l'islamid avad. He did it as a learning, to learn what it was. Not, he wasn't doing it as a way of just pronouncing the name. He was doing it to try to learn. Kidetanya lo tilmud lasos, avalat halamid lahavin laharos. You're not allowed to learn to do, but you could learn in order to understand and to teach. So if that's the case, if he was just learning what it was and learning exactly about the Shem Hashem, but he wasn't just trying to use it in any unauthorized way, Elamai Taima I Anash, so then why was he punished? Mishum Hoges Hashem Befarhes Yadavi, because the problem was that he did it publicly, that he was Hoges Hashem in a public manner, and that's what he was called to task for. If you look at Rashi, the Islamid of Kitanya, Umiyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaktik Ima Tzadikim Kuchot HaSa'ara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with tzaddikim in a very, very strict way, that the slightest misstep and tzaddikim have to deal with the wrath of God. V'afilu l'slamid yesh lachosh l'kvor harav. Ukrad l'slamid lasos b'mili achrinisa tukma k'mon atiyas kishun de Sanhedrin l'dmustros l'van d'rum gamliel. Right, we apply l'slamid lasos by other areas of halacha as well. But the point is that since he was a minor misstep, tzaddikim are dealt with on a very strict level, even with the most minor misstep. Why is that? Why should tzaddikim be done? So there is a passage in the Shlach HaKadosh that Rav Chaim Wasserman quotes in Kovetz Ma'amarim, where his starting point, the Shlach HaKadosh tries to explain the Gemara in Menachos, where the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown Dar Dar V'Dar Shav, and he was shown all the generations and what they're going to be like, and the leaders of each generation. And he saw Rabbi Akiva, and he was extremely impressed. And he said, "Someone like that is going to live, and you give me the Torah." And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, then showed him how Rabbi Akiva was going to be killed, how Rabbi Akiva was going to die. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Zu Torah, Zu Schara. How could that be? Such a person of such tremendous Torah. That's how he gets rewarded." And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Shtok kachala b'machshava lefanai. You have to be quiet. This is what I thought to do." So Shlach HaKadosh says, "What's pshat? What does it mean? This is what I thought to do. This is what happened to Rabbi Akiva. What kind of teretz?" So Shlach HaKadosh explains that there are two ways, there are two midas that Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with the world. One is midas harachamim, and one is midas hadin. Initially, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the entire world to run with midas hadin, and that way, when a person gets to the Olam HaEmes, if he got there, even though he was judged with strict justice, it won't be nama de kisufa. He will have earned every single bit of his Olam Haba. It won't be, and nothing will have been a gift. It will have been something that it would be hard earned, and obviously when you earn something, it's that much more meaningful. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world was not going to exist with Midas Adin, so instead he decided to be Mishtatef Midas Harachamim with Midas Adin, to use divine mercy as well. And that's how most of us make it. That's how we survive each and every day. But every once in a while, a tzaddik comes along who's able to handle the original plan, Midas Adin. And that's what such a tzaddik is, Rabbi Akiva. And that's what Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu, this is how I initially planned on running the entire world. It was all supposed to be with Midas Adin. So perhaps that's the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Dan Tzadikim Kechot HaSa'ara, that even if he's not doing complete Midas Hadin with Tzadikim, he's going that much closer to Midas Hadin. And the reason is that someone who's judged with Midas Hadin goes to the Olam HaEmes, they're going to be in a higher place, because they're not going to have Nama to Kisufa. It's not going to be the bread of embarrassment. It's not going to be a gift that they've been given undeservedly. It's going to be something that they've actually earned. So maybe that's the pshat in this idea. So anyway, says the Gemara, Val Ishta Lahariga, the Gemara now describes why it is that his wife was... that his wife was killed as well. Valishta Lariga, what did she do wrong? The Lomicha Bey, she didn't stop him. She never objected to his using the Shem Hashem. Mikan Amru Kol Mishi Yesh Biad Limchos Veina Mocha Nana Shalav. Anyone who has the opportunity to make a macha'a and chooses not to make a macha'a is going to be punished. Now the Rush Maseches Brachos Per Gimel Simin Yud Gimel, very well known Rush, says that women are not included in the concept of Arvos and the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. So some of the Achronim ask, how could it be over here that the wife was punished because she didn't take responsibility for what the husband was doing and try to stop the husband? Isn't the macha'a, the mitzvah to make a macha'a and to be mochiach, is based on arvus, is based on mutual responsibility? Well, women aren't included in arvus, so why should she make a macha'a? It's not her responsibility. So a couple of terutzim. Number one, some of the Achronim say, yeah, midaraisa, she's not included in arvus, but midrabanan, she is mochiyav. The Gemara says, Maseches Brachos, hara davar sheino hag you see something inappropriate that someone else is doing, you need to give him a macha'a. And even Tosa says, even though the person is doing something that's not an issur da'oraisa, just something wrong, and that's why she was punished, because she didn't make a macha'a, even if there's no arvus. It's at least a davar she'eino hagun that she is not supposed to just watch. However, in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Siman Zayin, he points out, and also in Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch, he points out that Rush is very often misread. The Rush does not mean to say that there's no Arvus. The Rush says that women are not included in Arvus for mitzvos that they are not chayavos in. But any mitzvahs that women are chayavos in, of course they're included in arvos as well. And therefore, he says, that will be miyashiv this kasha. Right? It's not going to be a problem at all. Because what are you going to say? That she had no reason to make a machash, she's not included in arvos? For hoges Hashem v'al siyos, that's an iser. She's included in that iser as well. And therefore, if she's included in the iser, she's included in the arvos for that iser as well. This also answers the famous kasha of the Dagal Mervava. That's where Rabbi Kiva Eger uses it. Dagal Mervava asks the kasha, if women are chayavos in kiddush midah oraisa, and men are yotzei kiddush during davening on Friday night, how could it be Eich Matzini Yodein Veraglenu as the Dagum Ravava in Hilchus Kiddush on the side of the Shulchan Aruch? How could it be that men come home from shul having been Yotze Kiddush Midaraisa and are now only Chayiv Midrabban and Kiddush Alakos and are Motzi their wives who are still Chayiv Midaraisa? The only reason someone who's already been Yotze a mitzvah can still be Motzi others is because of Arvos, is because Kol Yishal Arevim. But if women are not included in Arvos, so maybe just like they're not responsible for us, we're not responsible for them. And if that's the case, then we can't be Motzi them. According to Rabbi Kiveger, it's not a kasha to begin with. It's that women are included in arvos for mitzvos that they're chayavos in, and they're chayavos in the mitzvah of Kiddush. Fine, the Gemara says, Vaiter, va'al bito leisha b'kuvash al zonos, and his daughter had to go to a house of prostitution. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, pam achas hayse bito malachas v'nei gedolei Rami. What did she do so wrong that she was punished? One time she was walking in front of the gedolei Rami. She was walking in front of the important people of Rome. Amru, and they saw her and they said, kamenos psiosa shel rivazu. Wow, what a beautiful young girl she is. Look how she walks so elegantly. Miyad diktika v'psioseha. And immediately she overheard that and she started walking even more carefully and with her head held up just a bit higher and with a little better posture. Those averos that a person stamps on with their heel in this world are going to surround him in the Olam HaEmes. Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out in the Hagos Yavitz in the back of the Gemara that because she was diktika b'psil seha, he says it doesn't say he says it doesn't say near by mida k'neged mida. It's mida k'neged mida. L'fishay b'maisa giri yetzar hara. She was being megara the yetzar hara of these guys, so she was involved, sent to a place where it's made for giri yetzar hara. But he says mikol makom lo nen sheshet tizane chas v'shalom. Her punishment wasn't that she would actually have to become a zona, just that she would be in an environment of znus. Ki ein zu min hamida ela adrava shetamud b'nisayon kenegra yetzer hara. It's just that she was going to have to face the yetzer hara. She was going to have to face such a difficult test with the yetzer hara that could so easily lead to hergel avera, could so easily lead to problems. Because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make her become a zona. The right to choose one way or the other, the right for bechira, that wasn't taken away from her. Okay, just on that idea of kol mishi yesh biyado limchas veinu mocha, the issue of the wife, that she had the ability to be mocha and she wasn't mocha, so there's those that ask, the Shar Mitzvah Balacha quotes, what is it, mikan omru? Right, we said mikan omru, from here we say, kol mishi yesh biyado limchas veinu mocha. It just points out, mikan omru, based on this story, that's where we say that anyone who has the ability to be mocha and is not mocha is going to be punished on it. He says the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Zayin and Beis learns it from Psukim, Pasukim Parshas B'Chukosai Perak Vav Pasuk Lamed Zayin V'Chashlu Ish B'Yachiv Ish Ba'Avon Achiv. The Gemara Darshins that a person is punished for the averus of his friend if he has the ability to make a machaa and he doesn't make a machaa. So how could you say it's Mikan Amru? It's not Mikan Amru. It's based on B'Ferush Gemara. So he says that's what you have to say, that the Lashon of Mikan Amru doesn't always mean that this is the source. It just means that that based on this, it reminds us of this din, but not that this is the source for the din. Okay, so the Gemara goes weiter, continues the story, about 15 lines in on Daf Yud Ches, Amud Aleph, last one online is Sheyatsu, Beshah Sheyatsu Shlashtan, Tzadko Aleim Es Hadin. When they were all three being brought out for their punishments, so they did it tziduk adin. So Hu Amar, he said Hatzor Tamim Palo. He said the pasuk of Hatzor Tamim Palo. V'ishto Amra Kelamuna Ve'in Avel. Bito Amra Gadol Eitzav Rav Halila Asher Enecha Pekuchas Al Kaldarki. So they each said different pesukim of tziduk adin. Amar Rebbe Kama Gadolim Tzadikim Elalush and Nizdamnu Ve'in Sholosh Mekros Shal Tziduk Adin B'Shas Tziduk Adin. He said how unbelievable that these tzadikim came up with the three most critical pesukim of tziduk adin, three most appropriate pesukim of tziduk adin just at the time of tziduk adin. Tanu Rabbanu Kesher Cholor Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, when Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma got sick, Halach Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion Levakro. We're telling this story because Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion is who we were just speaking about. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion went to visit Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Amar lo, and Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said to him, Chanina achi, iyati yodeya sho'uma zumen ha-shamayim himlichua, she'achrivas beisov v'sarfas he'cholav v'hargas chasidav v'avdas tovav. He says, don't you realize if a nation is able to accomplish so much, it's obviously min ha-shamayim that they've been given incredible powers. If they've been able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and burn the Heichal and kill all the Hasidim and to destroy all the good people, Vadayin Hikayemis, and they're still around, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them in power. They're being given, God is smiling on them at this point in time. Meaning they're being given certain opportunities that they don't, you know, that aren't normal, that are unprecedented. V'anisha mati alach shati yoshiv v'osik b'torah makil kilos barabim v'sevitorah munach lach b'chekecha. And I've heard that you've been learning Torah, teaching Torah publicly, sitting there with the Sefer Torah in your lap, gathering large groups of people, teaching them Torah. Amar lo, min ha-shamayim yirachamu. He says, yeah, I believe that min ha-shamayim they shav rachmanas on me, so I'm not so worried. So amar lo, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says to him, ani omer lecha dvarim shel tam, va'ata omer li min ha-shamayim yirachamu. Here, I'm giving you a logical statement. I'm telling you that what you're doing is going to lead to your death, and that the way that this is working, it's not going to end well. And you come back with min ha-shamayim yirachamu, that's the best you can come up with, it's not going to work out. Tamani, I'm lo Yusuf Waskov as Sefer Torah Be'esh. He says, I'd be shocked if they don't burn you at the stake together with the Sefer Torah. So I'm lo Rabbi, Mani L'chaye Olam Abba. So Rabbi Chanan Tradion, unmoved by that apparently, says, okay, that might happen down here, but what do you think my Olam Abba is going to be like? You think I'm going to get to Olam Abba? Amar lo, so he says, Klo Maisa B'liyavcha, anything significant I should know that has happened to you that you might get into Olam Haba? So Amar lo, Mo Shel Purim Nischalfu Li B'Mo Shel Tzedakah. He said, well, once I got confused between the money of Purim that Rashi explains, Sheinachtem L'Sudas Purim, the money that I had set aside for Sudas Purim, and I got confused between that money and the money set aside for Tzedakah, V'Chilaktem L'Aniyim, and I gave it all to the Aniyim because I didn't want to make a mistake in terms of which money goes where. So Amar lo, Imkein Mechalkecha Yehei Chalki, Megarolcha Yehei Garoli. He says, oh, if that's the case, then you're going straight to Olam Haba. Then your chelik should be my chelik, your garol should be my garol, you're doing great. And that's what the Gemara said yesterday. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was the most trustworthy person when it comes to being a Gabbai Tzedakah, that you always wanted a Gabbai Tzedakah who's as honest as Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. But it's a very strange story. Here he is, he's being Moshe Nefesh every single day to teach Torah, and to the point where he literally is going to lose his life over this, and he asks if he's going to Olam Haba, and Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says, well, do you ever do anything good? And he says, yeah, I gave tzedakah once when, you know, I was a little machmir in the midst of tzedakah. Very, very difficult. I didn't get a chance to look around and see who says what. Pashtus is, though, maybe the being makil kilos barabim, he was saying to him, look, if you're not doing this l'shem shemaim, 100% l'shem shemaim, then what you're really doing is putting other people's lives in jeopardy. Meaning, this could be a great mitzvah, this idea that you're being moser nefesh, and that you're risking your life and everyone else's life to teach Torah. But are you doing this because you're doing it 100% l'shem shemayim? Or are you not being careful enough about other people's lives? Do you have a hero complex and you're putting other people's lives at risk unnecessarily? So he said, any other ma'aseh that you ever had that perhaps shows that you actually care about other people, that you actually have great concern for the well-being of other people? And he says, yeah, I was super machmir in the midst of tzedakah. He says, oh, so that's going to be megala, that what you do is not because you don't care about other people. Adrabi, you care very much about them. But you think that the Torah that they're learning is going to be so important and so critical that they need this for their spiritual survival, and that's going to send you to Olam Haba. So it's not because of the tzedakah, it's just the tzedakah is megala on your overall attitude, and then you're going to go to Olam Haba for everything that you've done, for all the mesiras nefesh that you did. So Amru, they said, it wasn't very long before Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma died. And all the Gedali Romi went to bury him, and they set a very big hasped. And when they were coming back, they found, not surprisingly, they found Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion gathering people, teaching Torah to masses of people with the Sefer Torah in his lap. Hivyu v'karchu b'Sefer Torah. They brought him in Rachman al Tzlan. They wrapped him in the Sefer Torah. They kivu b'chavili zemuros, and they put things of flax in between his body and the Sefer Torah. V'tzisu ben asar, and they lit it on fire. V'hivyu svugin shel tzemer, and they put pieces of wool. V'sharum b'mayim, and they soaked the wool in water. V'nuchum alibo, and they put it right by his heart. Kadesh lo tetzi neshmasa b'meir. So that the wet wool would repel the fire just a little bit, so that the death would be a slower death, that the fire shouldn't consume him and kill him right away. He should feel the pain of the burning without dying right away. Samrlo bito abba erecho bekach. So his daughter said to him, "Oi, this is what we have to see. We have to be able to see you. We have to see you in such a state." Amrlo, he said to her, "Ilmali ani nisrafti levadi hayadavar kashali." He says, "You know, this would be something difficult if it were if I were being burnt alone. Achshav shani nisraf et sefer Torah imi, misha mevakesh al bonu shel sefer Torah, hu yevakesh al boni. But now that I see that that the sefer Torah is together with me, the same one is going to pay them back for disrespecting the Torah, will pay them back for what they've done to me as well." Amar lo talmidav, Rebbe, ma ata roa? So the talmidim said, "Rebbe, what do you see?" Amar lahen gilyum nisrafin va'osios parchos. He says, "I see that the cloth of the Sefer Torah is burnt, but the osios are parchos, that the letters of the Sefer Torah are floating. They're not being burnt. They're not affected by the fire." Rav Soloveitchik wants to explain that the symbolism of the cloth being burnt and the osios being unaffected is in general about how Jews have suffered persecution throughout the millennia. That when we suffer persecution, our communities, our framework for Torah, the physical infrastructure has been destroyed, but the Torah itself and the commitment to Torah has somehow always survived. That no matter what they could do, they can destroy the physical framework, they can take away our communities and our shuls and our mikvahs, and they could destroy all of that, but somehow that commitment to Torah, the neshama of Torah, that's the osios of the Torah, those are parchos, and they're looking for the next landing spot. So they're not going to be on this cloth, they're going to find another cloth to land on, and they're going to move on to the next spot. So also a strange question. They said to him, "What do you see?" I mean, it's probably a lot of flames. I mean, what kind of question is that? What do you see? So Tosfos says that Shayanir Beinayim, Shayilo Liro Shum Davar, they just figured he, at a point like this, when he's such a Kaddosh, he's a Kaddosh Elyon, and here he is, he's being burnt at the stake, he must have seen something. Right? Hayilo Liro Shum Davar Tema, O Malachim, O Davar Acher. They didn't know what. They said, "Do you see angels? Do you see a bright light?" They figured it must be something inspirational that he's being shown from a Kaddosh Baruch Hu. Inam, yibishvil shayishom in kol ha'osios ha'parchos lo'yodin mahu. Or, very unbelievable, Tosfos says, they must have heard the sounds of the letters coming off of the cloth, and they had no idea what that sound was. And he says, "No, well, I'll tell you what it is. That sound is the letters detaching themselves from the cloth and floating." I'm not sure exactly what that means. What it means that it makes a sound, what it means that were they physically, literally floating? I thought it was allegorical. I'm not sure exactly what that means. But anyway, so the Gemara continues, afa top sach picha v'tikanis p'cha esh. So they said to him, "Open your mouth, let the fire consume you." I'd rather the one who gave me my neshama take it away from me, and me not take it away myself. So I'd rather not do this to myself. Tosfos says, "Omer Rabbeinu Tam, deicha sheyirei im penya avirim of the chavim laaveru, kon al dei surin shlo yuchal amu behem, azu mitzvah luchbo be'atzmo." If you're afraid that you're not going to be able to withstand the pressure to violate our religion, then you're allowed to be chovel on yourself. Like the story of Maseches Gittin, where the children realized that they were being brought to a lifestyle that was totally against what they were brought up to do, totally against Torah, and they committed suicide. And you're allowed to commit suicide under such circumstances in order to avoid being geshmad, in order to avoid being persecuted in that way. He didn't have to do that because he knew that he'd be able to withstand everything until the very end. He wasn't going to start questioning God. Nothing was going to happen. The Ritva, quoted in the Ein Yaakov and in the Ritva Chadashos, quotes in the name of Tosfos that it's mutter to shech Na'arim, it's mutter to kill our own children during times of gzeros that are against our religion, rather than allow them to grow up in a non in, in to convert to another religion. And the Ritva writes that these are things that these words are tzrichim Talmud v'iyun gadol. He says it's very difficult to understand that we would allow slaughtering our own children for such a thing. He says el shekvar horizaken, but that's what earlier Rishonim had said. That's what Tosa said, so I can't question it. And he says I've heard in the name of Gedolei Tzarfas that they were matzeh this halacha lemaisa. That there was actually a situation where they were matir people to kill their own children in order to avoid them being geshmad. And Das Akenim Ibali Atosos in Parshas Noach, he quotes a maisa of a certain rav that shechted children at a shas hashmad because he was afraid that they were going to convert to another religion. And another rabbi got very angry at him and called him a rotzeach. And he says, Im Kidvara, Yahari Gosa Rav Rotzeach B'misa Mashune. He says, and if I'm correct, you should see the rabbi who did all this killing should die a misa mashuna, and thus Kain Valiatos says v'chein haya. That rabbi died with a misa mashuna, and afterwards the gezeiras hashmad was uplifted, was repealed, and these children would have been fine, as it turns out. So he murdered children unnecessarily. Obviously, thus Kain Valiatos is trying to tell us certain halachos are on the books to inform us about the severity of certain averos, but aren't really meant for us to make the judgment call to be carried out. So the idea that there is such a shita in Rishonin that you sooner murder your own children than to allow them to be gishmad, that's an idea to inform us about how serious we take shmad. It's not something that we could ever make that judgment call on our own to decide when, or anybody can make to decide when to apply that halacha. It's a halacha that's not supposed to be applied. Amlo kalitzun. So the officer, the executioner, said to him, "Rebbe, if I remove the wool from that's slowing down the fire, and I jump in the fire with you, am I going to go to Olam Haba?" So he said, "Yeah, absolutely." He shoveli. So he said, "So swear to me that that's true." Nishpalo. He swore to him. Miyad hirba b'shal heves. So he increased the fire. V'natal svugin shal tzemer me'alibo, and he took away the wool. Yatzan nishmas. And Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion died very quickly, very soon thereafter. And the executioner jumped into the fire. Yata baskal va'amar Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion v'kalts tuniri mizuman hein l'chayol maba. And the baskal came out and said that this executioner, like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, is mizuman l'chayol maba. Bacha Rabbi va'amar yeshkon alam b'sha'a achas yeshkon alamah. Sometimes a person is Kona Olama in one moment, sometimes a person takes many, many years for him to be Kona Olama. That here you have this guy, in just a moment's time, he was Kona Olama Ba. It's also unbelievable, there are tshuvas in recent years from Postkema, we discussed this once, from the Sefer Va'arevna, from Rav Zilberstein, but there are earlier tshuvas from the 1960s of people who wanted to convert to Judaism who had previously murdered Jews, former Nazis, who wanted to convert to Judaism. And one of the questions that they struggle with is, can you do tshuva for something like that? Can a person do tshuva for such an avera, for killing Jewish people? This Gemara seems like a very good Mara Makom that yes, that there is some sort of tshuva. Now, it could be that the tshuva can only be makabel in the Olam HaEmes, that we're unable to be makabel such a tshuva down here. We're unable to be makabel such a bal tshuva because we never know exactly where he's holding. But at least what you do see is that all is not lost, even when a person committed such a heinous crime, such a difficult thing. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yardei Chelet Beis, Simen Kufayin Dalet, Anaf Gimel, where he talks about doing a heart transplant. And he writes that if the heart transplant is going to extend the person's life, but it's going to make his life miserable, and he's going to live with yisurim and pain and all sorts of challenges. So he says there's no. There's no requirement to go through the procedure. It's usher to make a person go through such a procedure to extend his life if he's going to suffer with tremendous yisurim. And he says the rule is as follows: you're not allowed to do anything to make a person die more quickly. Even if a person's in pain, you're not allowed to put him out of his pain by killing him, by doing doing something to make them die more quickly. But what you are allowed to do is you're allowed to withhold certain treatments if the person's life is going to be, by providing those treatments, if his life is going to be that much more painful. And Rav Moshe says, but wait a second, we're not allowed to make a person die more quickly. What was going on through Bichanin ben Tradion? He said, go ahead, remove the wool, make me die more quickly, because in my current situation, I'm in extreme pain. So he says, you have to say that was some sort of hara asha, that was something that was unusual, that it's not, but that's not normally the halacha. So this gemara is not to be taken the halacha in terms of how to treat patients. But you just see how every little gemara, every agarata, is used in terms of paskani halacha as well. So the gemara now tells another story. Bruria de bitu de Rameir, Barte de Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion Havai. Bruria, the wife of Rameir, happened to have been the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Rameir was Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion's son-in-law. Amrlo zile beimilsa diyasvachtai bekuvish alzonos. And she said to her husband, she said to Rameir, it's a real bizayon that my sister is living in a kuvish alzonos, that she's living in a house of prostitution. Right? Because remember, that was her punishment. So shakal tirkava didinri, so he took a bag of money. Va'azal amr, ilo esavid ba'yisura misavanisa. And he said, you know what? If she hasn't done anything wrong while she's there, if she hasn't actually slept with anybody while she was there, then God will make a miracle, she'll be able to be saved. But no nace is going to happen if she's faltered, if she's done any iser. So he went and he pretended to be just a regular guy. And he tried to solicit her services. He went to the Beis Zonos and he says, I'd like to be a client. Amrulay, Dashtana Ana. She said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm a Nida right now. Dashtana is Derech Nashimli. I've become a Nida, so I can't help you. So Amrula Matrachna Mirtach. So he said to her, I'll wait for you. I'll wait till your Nida stops. I have time. Amrulo Nefishin Tuva. So she said, what are you doing? There's so much blood, it's not going to stop anytime soon. And Vika Dishapir Minai, besides, there's so many other beautiful women over here. What do you have to come for me? There's so many you'll see. You're much better off getting somebody else. So obviously it was evident that she wasn't really in the business, that she wasn't interested in sleeping with him. So Amar Shmamina Loav the Yisura. So he said, you see, clearly this is what she does every time. She weasels her way out of having to do anything every single time someone tries to proposition her. Called the Asi Amrale. Anyone who comes, she says this too. Azul Gabe Shomer Didal. So he went to the Shomer of the house of prostitution. Amrlei Havaneilai. He says, I'd like you to give this woman over to me, to release her from your custody. So Amrlei Mistafinu Malchus. He said, look, I would love to. She's a very nice girl, and she doesn't really bring in much money anyway. But I'm worried about the Malchus. So Amrlei Shkol Tirkava Didinri Palga Palach Upalga Lavilach. He says, here's a bag full of money. Half of it you could bribe them with, and half of it you can keep. And this way, anytime the Malchus tries to get you in trouble for giving up this girl, just bribe him, just slip him another couple of bucks, and you'll always be okay. So Amalei v'chishalmi mayavid, he says, well, I'll be okay for a while, but what am I supposed to do when the money runs out? Then what am I supposed to do? So Amalei, ema eloka demeir aneni umas. Umit Salta. He says, you should declare the following. The God of Meir should answer me. I mean, this is Rav Meir talking. He says, the God of Meir should answer me, and that will be enough that you'll be saved. Just say, Alaka de Meir aneni. So Amrlei, Umi Yemar Dahachi Ika. Who says that's going to work? I don't believe you that just saying some magic words is going to work. Amrlei Hashach Hazisa. He says, okay, we'll make a demonstration. You'll see how it's going to work. Havuhanu Kalbi da Havuka Achli Inchi. There were these vicious dogs that were going around attacking people. Shakal kala shadabuhu. So he took a cloud of earth and he threw it at them. Have a kasulumichli, and then they were coming to eat him. Amar alaka de meir aneni. And as they were coming to attack him, he says, the God of Meir should answer me. Shafku aviyavale. So the dogs left him alone. So he said, see, it works. And eventually the Malchus heard about this. They heard about this magic words and about how you get out of all sorts of trouble by saying alaka de meir aneni. Asya askul zakifa. So they brought him to hang him, for him to be hanged. I mean, I'm sorry, they heard about that he had released the girl, so they brought this guy to be hanged. Amar, and he said, as he was about to be hanged, Alaka de Meir Aneni. So, Achtua. So then they let him go. As soon as he said that, he was let go. Amrle, my high. So they said to him, what is this thing that you just said? Amrlu, Halchi Avamaisis. He says, unbelievable. I'll tell you the story. This guy came. He wanted this girl. He said that if I ever get into trouble, just say this. And look at that. You just let me down. And it works. So Asu Chakulud Musid Rameir Apiskud Rami. So they went and they engraved the facial image of Rameir by the gates of Rome. Amru called the Chazil Partzufa Adei in Lysay. Whoever sees someone who looks like this, bring him here. We need to talk to this guy. Yomachad the Chazio Rat Abasre. One day they saw him, someone saw him, and they started chasing after him to bring him in. So Rad Mikamayu, he ran away from them. Allah Bezonos, and he ended up running into a Bezonos. Ikada Amri, Bishule of the Kachav Mchaza, Tamash Baha, Matak Baha. Others say that there was a non-Jewish pot cooking food, obviously non-kosher food, because it's Bishalakum, and probably non-kosher food also, it's probably Dvarim Tmeim also, and he stuck one finger in the pot and licked the other finger to make it look like he was eating from the pot of non-kosher food. So Ikada Amri, Asa Leo, Idmele Kazona, Karachte, and others say, that no, what happened was Eliyahu Hanavi came looking like a zona and wrapped himself around Rav Meir. I mean, he made it look like Rav Meir was with a zona. So Amri Chas v'Shalom Yir Rav Meir Havalava Avad Hachi. So he said, there's no way, this can't be Rav Meir. Either the guy who went into the Bezonos, or the guy who's eating the non-kosher, or the guy who's with this prostitute, impossible. So come Arik Asal Bavel. So he was able to get out of that situation, but he knew that they were after him, so then he ran away to Bavel. Ikada Amri Mehai Maisav, Ikada Amri Maisav Deburiya. Some say it was from this Maisav that he ran to Bavel. Others say it wasn't from this Maisa, it was from the Maisa that happened with Buria. What was the Maisa with Buria? So Rashi fills us in on that. That Pamachas Ligluga al Sha'amru Chacham Nashim Daitan Kalos. One time, Buria mocked the Divrei Chazal, where they say that women are Daitan Kalos. So Amrla, he said to her, you're going to see that you're going to be moda to me that women are in fact easily seduced, that they are Daitan Kalos. And he made one of the Talmidim go and test her for Dvar to try to get her to commit an aver with him, and every day he was relentless. This Talmud would go and try to proposition her over and over again till finally she was nisratis. She finally agreed, and when she found out that this guy was sent by her husband to try to test her and to try to demonstrate that in fact Nashim Adait and Kalos, Chanka Atzma, she strangled herself, she hanged herself, and Rav Meir had to run because he was so embarrassed because he caused his wife to commit suicide based on just to prove that he was right. Again, another raya that in marriage it's not always important to prove that you're right. Sometimes it's better to be wrong. Tan Rabbanan, even if you are right. Tan Rabbanan, especially if you. Tan Rabbanan, Holik Litzadin and Lakarkum, Brah, Shamas and Hashem, Vesachavarin, Bukin, Mukin, Mulian, Velulian, Balurin, Salgurin, Hareza Moshe Leitzim. If a person goes to the different stadiums and he sees the place where they do all the Leitzanus and the people that do all sorts of Nichush and Kishuf and they say all sorts of chantings and they do all sorts of different Leitzanus, so it's a Moshe Leitzim, it's a place where a Jew has no business being there. Valeim akasavomer Ashri isha shalo halach kim b'taras Hashem cheftzo. That's what the pasuk says. The very beginning of Tehillim. Ashri isha shalo halach ba'atzos rishon b'derech hatoim lo amado b'moshav leitzim lo yashav. That a person shouldn't go to a place of moshav leitzim. Rather, what should a person focus on? Kim b'taras Hashem cheftzo. His whole desire and goals in life should be in the Taras Hashem. Halamad shadvar malol mavina sodim debitul Taras. What you see is that these types of moshav lead a person to Bittul Torah, or a man yalkan sadin mutter mipre shetzavach matzil. But don't we say that you're allowed to go to the stadiums? Because sometimes in the stadiums, you're able when there's a duel or something, and they're about to kill somebody, and they say, "Okay, the crowd, what do you say? Should we kill him?" And if they cheer, then they kill him. So you have the ability to cheer or boo or tell them, you know. So you could save somebody's life by going. Ulakarkum mutter mipre yishu medina, and you're allowed to go to the karkum because that's necessary for the running of society. As long as you don't go along with everything they do in terms of being mechazik the avodah zara, but if you go and you mechazik the avodah zara, so then it's going to be aser. But kashet tzadin and tzadin and kasha karkum akarkum, it's a stira and it's tzadin and it's a stira and karkum. So bishlam akarkum akarkum lo kasha kan b'mischashiv imayim kan b'shem mischashiv imayim. So you said karkum is not a stira. No, you're allowed to go if you're not going to go be mechazik the avodah zara. You're not allowed to go if you're going to be mechazik the avodah zara. Eli it's tzadin and it's tzadin and kasha, but it's a stira. Can you go? Can you not go? Tanoihi, Titania, Enol Malchum with Sidim and Moshe Vleitzim. Rabbi Nosson Matir, Mibnei Shnei Dvarim. Tanakama says, no, you can't go, but Rabbi Nosson says, Mutter for two reasons. Echem Mesha Tzavachum Matzil, Vechem Mesha Meire Dosisha Lasia. One, because you could save someone's life, and one, because you, if you see someone die, you'll be able to be made that he died, so his wife won't be in Aguna anymore. Tanakama, Nolchum Tatios of the Karkasos, Mibnei Shem Zavlan, Shem Zivala, Vodzcham de Remeir, that you're not allowed to go to their theaters because they take care of the needs of the Avodah Zarah and they make nedavas for the Avodah Zarah. That's Remeir Shit of Chamor, Makam Shem Zavlan, Asim Nech Look, if it's a place where they are mezavel for the Avodah Zarah, so then you can't go because of Avodah Zarah, and if it's the kind of theater or a stadium where they're not mezavel for the Avodah Zarah, then it's also to go anyway because of Moshe Vleitzim. My B'nai, what's enough communion between the Tanakama and Rameir? They both hold it's also to go, and Rashi points out, the Rameir, even according to Rameir, it's also to go to any type of stadium, because Rameir holds that every single one of them is a zivel Avodah Zarah. I mean, don't even tell me that the nafkamina between them is that what if they're not mezavel Avodah Zarah? Do you also have to worry about Moshe Vleitzim? No, Rashi points out that nafkamina would be too obvious. What the Gemara must be asking is that everyone holds they're all aser. It's just that one shita holds every single one of them is mezavel Avodah Zarah. The other says no, 80% of them are mezavel Avodah Zarah, but the other 20% of them are aser anyway because of Moshe Vleitzim. So Amrim B'chanir Misura Nasa V'Nasa Nika B'nai. Nafkamina is if you did business if money came out of it. Because if it's money of Avodah Zarah, then it's a problem. If it's just Moshe Vleitzim, there's no Isra and money of Moshe Vleitzim. Darash Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Ma'idik Siv Asher Yesha Shal Lo Alach V'Asher Shom U'B'derech HaTayim Lo Amad U'Moshe Vleitzim Lo Yashav. What is that pasuk referring to? V'chimayak Shal Lo Halach Heichon Amad. If he didn't go there, how could he be standing there? U'mayak Shal Lo Amad Heichon Yashav. And if he was never standing there, how could he sit there? U'mayak Shal Lo Yashav Heichon Latz. And if he wasn't sitting there, how could he be involved in Leitzanus? Elom L'chashim Halach Sof Lamor. It means to tell you that you can't go and think that you're not going to stand and that you're not going to be further involved. Vim amat sofaleshev, vim yashav sofalolot, vim lots alavakas of omer, im chachmos chachamtalach levad chatisa. And you're going to see that it's going to be something that's going to be out of your control. Amr Rabbalaz call mislotzets yisurim barnalav. Anyone who's mislotzets, who has leitzanus, is going to suffer. Shnem ravat al tislotzu pen yachsiku mosrechem. Don't have leitzanus, because then yachsiku mosrechem, yisurim are going to get stronger. Amlu ravel rabban matu sabinu minachet vlot tislotzu dolesh alaychi yisurim. He says, I beg of you, don't be involved in Leitzanus, it's going to cause you to have so many Yisurin. Amrav Katina, call him a Slotzim, Mizonos, Mismatin, Shamra Mashach, Yadu, a Slotzim. That anyone who has too much Leitzanus, eventually they're not going to have enough food to eat, so it's going to be very bad for them on that level as well. Okay, we'll stop right there. Again, we're just discussing issues of Leitzanus. Continue tomorrow.